CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals. Whether you own or run a business or would like to start one, this is the place for all the answers. Now, here's your host, Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. Welcome to my show today. If you want to get to me, it's really easy. Just go to CEOBusinessMind.com, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions. And if you do that, you can take a look at my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses that we're in. You can even check out some of the job openings that we might have in the United States. Matter of fact, we are looking for a director of global business development. Could be anywhere in the United States, continental United States, except New York, New Jersey, or California. Those are no-go states in terms of employment, but any other state would be fine. It really doesn't matter. This job is to sell our corporate relocation services and various other things, and if it's something you're interested in, just contact me. If you're interested in my political ramblings, and they are ramblings, just go to nationalfreedomforum.com, same process, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you will get my political blog postings just about every day, because there's always something interesting to write on. And if you want to know more about Paragon Home Resources, one of our growing businesses, just go to ParagonHomeResources.com. There's a click there that says blog. If you click on it and you type in your email information, follow the instructions, you can take a look at our home-related blog postings that I typically write. There's a bunch of them there. You can also see the services that we offer. And if you're moving anywhere in the United States, literally across the street or around the country, it really doesn't matter. We can help you sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cash back rewards. We can move your household goods at a discount. We can get you a good mortgage. We also do senior placements. If you have a loved one that needs to move into a senior community, we can help you select one. We work with the best companies all over the country that own senior communities. We can help with that as well. If you have missed any of my shows and you just can't go on without hearing what you've missed, just go to TalkZone.com. And all of my podcasts are hung there, and you can catch up on any shows that you might have missed. So we always start the show with seeing the train coming, and this week, as a matter of fact, marks the 12-year anniversary of the signing of Obamacare into law. And so President Obama went back to the White House, really for the first time, I guess, since Joe Biden became president. I don't think he ever went to the White House while Trump was president. And so they celebrated the notion that 12 years ago, Obama signed Obamacare into law. Well, isn't that nice? So Obamacare was supposed to end healthcare misery. It was supposed to bring down premiums. It was supposed to get everybody on healthcare. Well, guess what, folks? It didn't do any of those things. It was smoke and mirrors, completely smoke and mirrors. And while it is true that some people are able to get health care for subsidized premiums, the problem is the deductibles are so high that if, in fact, they had to go in for some sort of treatment, they couldn't afford to because they could never pay the deductibles. So as it turns out, there are many, many people, millions of people today, who still do not have health insurance. Now, what it did do, and this is the part that's going to bankrupt the country, is that it expanded Medicaid to include nursing home care and assisted living care for people who can't afford to pay for it. And so now 65% of seniors in the country are in nursing homes, if they are, or assisted living, and it's paid for by the government. Well, these facilities, generally, depending on the part of the country that you may be living in, cost anywhere from roughly $3,000 or $4,000 to maybe $10,000 or more $1,000 a month. And now 65% of people who live in senior communities or nursing homes are on Medicaid. and Medicaid, not to be confused with Medicare, Medicaid is paying for all of this. Well, it sounds good, except that there are 78 million baby boomers turning 65 at the rate of 10,000 a day for the next 15 to 20 years. Now, as it is, Social Security is headed toward bankruptcy, Medicare is headed toward bankruptcy, and they've done nothing to fix those two entitlement programs. And now Obamacare, and really it's Medicaid, will ultimately bankrupt the country. It's just impossible. It's billions and billions and billions of dollars that would go out, presumably to pay for expanded Medicaid, and they never really did solve the original healthcare problems. The whole point of Obamacare was it was supposed to bring down premiums, didn't do that. Premiums are sky high, even more expensive than they were when they did Obamacare years ago. Didn't bring down deductibles, didn't bring down copays, did nothing really to solve the healthcare problems in our country. And in fact, in many ways, there's limitations on healthcare today, so that in many parts of the country, you know, you can't even get Obamacare. There aren't insurance companies that are willing to provide Obamacare, or at least provide the number of choices that exist in some parts of the country. In certain states, you're lucky if you have one choice for Obamacare. So it didn't solve the problem. And at the end of the day, the insurance companies just raised rates on everybody to cover those so-called things. You know, I love when politicians say it's going to be free. Well, first of all, folks, if you hear that from any politician, Democrat or Republican, grab your wallet, put it in a safe place, because they're coming after your money. There is nothing free. There are no free rides. So when government mandated that insurance companies provide any particular free medical service, all they did was raise premiums and raise deductibles on other things to pay for what was free, supposedly. There's nothing free in life. You pay for it one way or another. And when it comes to insurance, you're just squeezing a balloon. And so the balloon just gets fatter and fatter and fatter. The rates, the premiums go up, the deductibles go up, the copays go up. And I know just from a personal standpoint, we spend thousands of dollars a year, you know, just paying for deductibles and copays. And that's with good insurance. So it didn't solve any problems. It didn't work. You know, the Democrats thought that Obamacare was going to be this wonderful program that was going to solve all the healthcare problems in our country. If anything, in many instances, it made matters worse. People are paying more today for healthcare than they ever did. Families are paying more today for healthcare than they ever did. And even people who get Obamacare with subsidies from the government often end up with deductibles that if they ever did have to go in for surgery, I mean, who can afford a $10,000 deductible? To the extent that all of a sudden you go in for surgery and, you know, you've got $10,000 deductible, so you're now responsible for that $10,000. Well, if the person couldn't pay for health insurance to start with, couldn't pay the premiums, and they're getting a subsidy, then how in the heck can anyone assume that they're going to pay a $10,000 deductible or some other $5,000, whatever the number is? It's just not even logical. It doesn't make any sense. And so Obamacare, with all the hoopla that was, you know, surrounding it 12 years ago, it didn't solve the problem. And unfortunately, nothing better has come along. The Republicans didn't, you know, somehow make Obamacare better. The Democrats didn't really improve Obamacare. Because the reality is, folks, there is no free ride. Somebody always has to pay. And so the notion that millions of people were going to get relatively free health insurance, that's just not how it works. That is not how it works. That's not how it can work. At the end of the day, for somebody to get something for nothing, somebody else has to pay more. It's just that simple. And so at the end of the day, it's squeezing the balloon. And if one American gets something for very little or nothing, then another American is either going to pay higher taxes to pay for it, or in this case, higher premiums to cover it. Because one way or another, somebody is going to pay for this. And the biggest issue is the whole issue of Medicaid and using Medicaid to pay for senior living or to pay for nursing homes. Now, there are a lot of senior communities, by the way, that will not take Medicaid patients. They will not. And so sometimes what ends up happening is the people, the folks that end up in Medicaid and senior communities that accept Medicaid, sometimes those aren't the nicest communities. Sometimes those are communities that can't attract paying customers, regular paying customers, and so they have to be dependent on Medicaid, you know, relative to government-paid senior living rather than what's called private pay. The nicer ones that are private pay, they won't take Medicaid patients. They just won't. And so that makes things a little more complicated. In some areas, it's difficult to find a senior community because there aren't enough. Now, obviously, in places like, you know, Sun City in Arizona, there's a senior community on every other block because there's so many retired people. The same thing would be true in Florida, places where a lot of people retire. But in other places, sometimes there are limitations on the number of places that people can go to, and particularly if they're on Medicaid. I know recently one of my relatives was released from the hospital. She thought she was going, or the family thought she was going, to a particular rehab center. They were supposed to send the van to pick her up. And at the last minute, the rehab center said, no, they weren't taking her. And so the hospital social worker had to find another facility that was willing to take her. And I think she is a Medicaid patient, not positive, but I think so. So sometimes there are many of these facilities, they won't take Medicaid patients because they pay less than would be the case with private pay. So unless they're facilities that aren't so nice and they can't attract private pay patients, that would be the only reason in many cases that they'll accept a Medicaid patient, because they need to fill beds. And they have to fill beds at whatever price they can get, in this case from government. So when you look at Obamacare and you look at the history of Obamacare and all the craziness that went along with enacting Obamacare 12 years ago, and you see that it was all smoke and mirrors. It did not lower premiums. It did not lower deductibles. They're still through the roof. It did not insure all Americans. Stay tuned. There's more CEO Business Minds straight ahead.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Now, back to CEO Business Mind, the radio show for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals, with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second segment of my show today. I want to talk about Disney. Disney, the wokest place on earth. Not so happy these days. And really the real world in America. You know, what's really intriguing to me is only about 5% of people in the United States are some form of LGBTQIA. I can never figure out what all of those letters completely mean. But anyway, some form of gay, about 5% they estimate. About 13% of the people in the United States are black or of African-American descent. You would think, given all the craziness that we have going on, that every single person in the United States would be concerned about LGBTQIA and or black issues or grievances. And that's not to say that many of these people, you know, that have faced discrimination over the years don't have grievances. They do. However, let's get real here. All immigrant groups, Italians, Chinese, Japanese, Mexicans, Irish, Catholics, Jews, you know, Arabs, Muslims have all faced discrimination and prejudice over the years. Heck, my grandfather in the 1920s, my Italian grandfather and other immigrants in that town beat back the Ku Klux Klan with their shotguns in the streets, you know? People don't realize the Ku Klux Klan didn't just hate blacks. They hated immigrants, they hated Catholics, they hated Jews, just as much as they hated blacks. So can we at least get real in terms of the prejudice issue? It's bigger than just the black community. There's been prejudice in this country really for 200 years right from the beginning. But let's get past that. So in Florida, they pass a law that basically says you can't teach sex education to kids from kindergarten to third grade. You can't talk about sex, sexual orientation, sex education. Nowhere in the bill does it use the word anything gay. It just prohibits discussions of anything of a sexual nature from kindergarten to the third grade. Well, folks, can we exercise some common sense here? Kids that young, they're only a few years out of diapers. Generally, they're focused on primary colors and hopefully learning to read. And that's really a critical issue because half the kids in our country cannot read or do math at grade level. So the notion that kids from kindergarten to the third grade need to focus on sexual orientation or anything sexual. This has nothing to do with gay. This thought says nothing sexual should be happening from kindergarten to third grade. And so it became, by the woke crowd, the wokesters, the don't say gay law. There's no reference to the word gay in the law. Well, Disney, in all of its wokeness and the support that they provide to the radical LGBTQIA community, picked up on this law and decided that they were going to not only oppose it, they were strongly going to work to defeat it. Well, Governor DeSantis in Florida, who is a conservative, has basically pushed back on Disney and said, hell no. In the meantime, there are conservative groups now boycotting Disney. They want nothing to do with Disney. Well, let's back up. Disney is now so expensive. If you've ever been to Disney lately and you try to bring a family of four to go to Disney, you're going to spend, and this doesn't include any hotels or anything, you're going to spend probably $1,500 for that day between tickets, food, and all the other junk that happens that you might want to buy at Disney. And that does not include staying in a hotel. It's very, very, very expensive. Let's start with that. And I only bring this up, folks, because I have been saying for years that companies need to stay out of the culture wars. It doesn't mean that companies can't support diversity, that they shouldn't support inclusion, that they shouldn't be open to peoples of different races and different sexual orientations. They should. They absolutely should. However, they shouldn't get involved in the culture wars. This law in Florida is supported by the vast majority of people, not only in Florida, but in the United States. Parents do not want their children, age 5 through 7, being preached at and indoctrinated with any kind of sexual orientation issues. It's completely inappropriate. It's not age appropriate. And somehow Disney, in all of its wisdom, you know, marches the mouse, so to speak, into this battle. Not smart. Not smart. Okay. And this is true. Coca-Cola tells their white employees, stop being so white. You know, American Express, who I love, by the way. I mean, they're great, great service. American Express is all woke. Most of these big companies have gone all woke. Well, you know, here's the part that I think, you know, ends up causing problems. You got three things going on here. You have employees that don't support wokeness. And so now all of a sudden, these companies are creating a hostile work environment because they are creating an environment where companies that don't agree with their political ideology don't feel comfortable there. Well, what Disney, and there are already, you know, employees at Disney that are protesting all of this. And what Disney doesn't seem to understand, apparently, and other companies too, that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which includes the Equal Protection Clause, protects the rights of everybody, Everybody is protected. Minority rights are protected. White people's rights are protected. Everybody's rights are protected by the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. And so what Disney has done, and other companies, is they've created a hostile work environment. They have given, in this case, probably white employees, white heterosexual employees, grounds to sue them. And they will lose in court. They will lose. So you've got the employee angle. Then you've got the customer angle. Half the country, the half that voted for President Trump, doesn't support wokeness. So now half the country, people in half the country, are calling for boycotts of Disney. Now, does it really make sense to offend your customers? Does it really make sense, in essence, to turn away half the country that's going to stop doing business with you because of what you're doing politically? Now, again, it's fine to support diversity. It's fine to support inclusion. It's fine to hire people of different persuasions and minorities and all of that. It's not fine to go over the brink and offend your customers. And then there's shareholders. There are shareholders now saying to Disney's board, would you please get back to business? Because you're going to cost us revenue, and all shareholders care about is their investment. And they're saying to Disney, get with the program here. Stop doing things that are offensive. And so here's the other little deal that's happening in Florida. Most of you may not know. You know, years ago when I was at Merrill Lynch, I moved the accounting group for Pricewaterhouse, was a group move, from New York City. I love New York City. You know how they say that in that barbecue sauce commercial or whatever it is, down to Orlando. These people didn't even know where Orlando was. They were going to be the accounting group, the auditors for Disney World. And when we did the orientation, I said to them, we're moving you to Florida. And they said, Miami? I said, no. Fort Lauderdale? No. Tampa? No. Jacksonville? No. Boca Raton? No. You know, all the ones that they knew about. I said, no, we're moving you to a little place called Orlando. Folks, there was nothing there. There was nothing there. But what there was there was all the land that Disney had secretly amassed. They used an agent to buy thousands of acres of land so that ultimately they could buy Disney World. And what the state did for them, which is very unusual, the state gave Disney special status so that Disney completely controls that land. They're not part of the county. They're not part of the city of Orlando. They are a city, and they have complete control over that land. Well, now, because Disney has made a ruckus down in Florida, the Republican state legislature and the governor is looking at rescinding that special status. If they do rescind that special status, then all of a sudden Disney is going to be subject to the regulations and the taxes that could be levied by the city of Orlando and the county of the surrounding areas. And so this will cost Disney money. They could lose control over the land that they have Disney World on. And it's huge, folks. I mean, if you've ever been to Disney World, and by the way, the reason they did that is because when they built Disneyland in California, they did not have control over the surrounding areas. And as a result, outside of Disneyland in California, parts of it are kind of schlocky, you know. People took advantage of proximity to Disneyland to build motels and different things. Disney was determined that when they built Disney World, I think it's about 20 miles square, it's just huge, that they control a lot of land that surrounds the parks. They control everything that happens on that land. Well, if the governor and the state legislature rescind that special status, and there is talk to do it, it means that all of a sudden Disney is going to be subject to city, county, and even state regulations that today they're probably not subject to. So, you know, we often start the show with seeing the train coming. One of the trains, I think, for corporations is they have got to stay out of the culture wars. I've been saying it forever. You cannot you know, somehow get yourself in the middle of all this stuff. There's a million causes that corporations can support that everybody supports. You know, feed the hungry, help the poor, you know, help the military. You know, there's a million things that big companies can do that are not offensive. But once they do something that offends half the country, they're pushing away customers. And in Disney's case, it's worth billions of dollars. We'll be back with more after a quick break.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270. Or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.
Whether you're thinking of starting a business or just moving up the corporate ladder, this is the place for practical advice. CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind for the second half of our show. If you want to get to me, just go to CEOBusinessMind.com. Look for the box that says subscribe. Type in your email address. Follow the confirmation instructions. And you can see my blog postings going back several years. You can see some of the businesses we're in. You can even see some of the job openings that we may have in the United States. Right now, we're looking for a director of business development to sell our corporate relocation services. Could be anywhere in the United States except California, New York, or New Jersey, continental United States. Good salary, commission, benefits, all that neat sort of stuff. If it's a job you might be interested in, please get me a resume. If you are interested in my political ramblings, go to nationalfreedomforum.com, look for the box that says subscribe, type in your email information, same process, follow the confirmation instructions, and if you do that, you'll get my political blog postings every day. If you're interested in one of our growing businesses, Paragon Home Resources, just go to paragonhomeresources.com. Look for the line that says blog, click on it, type in your information, same process, follow the confirmation instructions. You can take a look at my blog postings. You can see our services. If you need to move anywhere in the country, across the street, around the block, or anywhere across state lines, it doesn't matter. We can help you sell your home. We can help you buy a home. We provide cashback rewards. We can move your household goods. We can help you get a mortgage. We also do senior placements. So if you have a loved one that needs to move into a senior community, we can help refer you to one of our partners anywhere in the United States that has beautiful senior communities that may be appropriate for your loved one. If you've missed any of my shows, just go to TalkZone.com and you'll see all of my podcasts hung there. So for the second segment of our show, I want to talk about the crisis at the border. And believe me, folks, it is a crisis. President Biden is about to end Title 42. Title 42, I guess they put in place because of COVID, it allowed for expedited deportation. And so when people came across the border, if they didn't meet certain criteria, they could automatically be deported. Well, Biden is doing away with Title 42. There are even Democrats telling him he shouldn't do it, but he is doing away with Title 42. Folks, we had about 2 million illegal aliens enter our country in Biden's first year. These people are coming by the thousands. The Border Patrol is completely overwhelmed. Our support systems cannot deal with all of these people coming into the United States illegally. But almost more important, and this is the fentanyl that's coming in across our border illegally, the hundreds of thousands of people in the United States, and this fentanyl, by the way, is made in China. China is at war with our country, and what they're doing is they're sending drugs into the United States that literally are killing Americans. And so what the cartels do is, you know, they send a whole bunch of people at one point in the border that the Border Patrol presumably has to deal with. And then at another point in the border, they're sneaking illegal drugs into our country, and particularly it's fentanyl, which sells for a lot on the street. These are these little pills that, frankly, if you take too many of them, they kill you. Your heart just stops. And so we've got hundreds of thousands of people dying because of the fentanyl coming into our country. This is a crisis, folks. This is an incredible man-made crisis. When Trump was president, we had the number of illegal aliens down dramatically coming into our country. Trump had the right policies in place. He was finishing the border wall. I think we've got maybe another 100 miles that needs to be done. He got about 400 or 500 miles done. There's a couple of hundred miles maybe left to do. Biden stopped all of this. He stopped all of it. And so the crime that's coming in, the drugs that are coming in, the illegal aliens that are coming in, and folks, it costs billions of dollars every year, taxpayer dollars, to support these people. They're in our healthcare system. They're in our prisons. They're in our jails. They're in our legal system. They're in our courts. And yes, many of these people are hardworking, but a lot of them are criminals. They're coming because of the drugs, and they're selling these drugs in the United States. They're drug pushers, for God's sakes. People are dying because of what's happening at our border. So we have got to get control. You know, here's the irony. So we're helping Ukraine prevent an invasion from Russia. And believe me, it's horrible. It's just horrible what's happening. War crimes, genocide, terrible what's happening in Ukraine. Putin is another Hitler. It's just terrible what we're seeing. But we're not controlling our own border. And so we've got a huge invasion happening at our border. And President Biden is doing nothing to stop it. He wants these people coming in because the Democrats believe that eventually these people are going to get amnesty and they're going to have entitlements and they're going to become voters for Democrats. That's the real motivation here, folks. And so, obviously, we need legal immigration. I support legal immigration, absolutely. But this notion of millions of illegal aliens invading our country, literally invading, it's an invasion we're facing here, folks. And the drugs coming across our country, more people in the United States are dying from these drugs than are dying in Ukraine right now with the Russian invasion. More people every year are dying in the United States from fentanyl drug overdoses than are dying in the war in Ukraine. Now, what's happening in Ukraine is horrible, but we're losing a couple of 100,000 people a year, folks, because of drug overdoses. It's costing American taxpayers billions of dollars in supporting these illegal aliens all over the country. And they're being shipped all over the United States. They're in your cities. They're in your towns. To be clear, I am not against legal immigration. I have no problem with people coming into our country legally. I have a huge problem with people coming into our country illegally because we don't know who they are. And by the way, they're coming not just from the Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, or Mexico. They're coming from countries all over the world. There could be terrorists coming across that border, and there probably are. So we don't know who's entering our country. I think at last count, there were people from 70 or 80 different countries coming into our country through Mexico illegally. This has got to stop. You have to call your congressman. You have to call your senators. You have to vote for members of Congress who will stop the illegal immigration coming into our country. And I don't care, frankly, if they're Democrats or Republicans. Unfortunately, the Democrats support illegal immigration. So most likely, it's very unlikely that a Democrat is going to vote to secure the border. They won't. They just won't. And so we have a crisis at our border, almost as bad as what we're seeing in Ukraine. We have an invasion at our border, as bad as what we're seeing in Ukraine. We have drug overdoses that are killing hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. That's more than the people that are dying at the hands of Russia. These people are dying at the hands of China, where this fentanyl is produced. China is making billions of dollars selling this illegal fentanyl to the cartels and pushing it into our country. This is another form of warfare, folks. They are out to kill American people. That's the only conclusion. Of course, they're in it for the money, but that's the only conclusion you can come to. They purposely are looking to kill American people or to kill people living in the United States by drug overdoses. We have to stop this. We have to stop it. Unfortunately, President Biden is clueless. You know, between his afternoon naps and his weekends in Delaware and his dementia, he is clueless. He doesn't know what the heck's going on. And he doesn't have good people working for him. Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security, completely incompetent. Alejandro Mayorkas, completely incompetent, is clueless as it relates to securing the border. He doesn't care that there are millions of illegal aliens entering our country. He wants that to happen. The Democrats want that to happen. It's got to stop, folks. We can't afford it. We're $30 trillion in debt. $30 trillion. Biden just proposed $5.8 trillion budget. The government only takes in $4 trillion a year. So we will have another deficit of $1.8 trillion that will be added to our $30 trillion deficit. This can't continue. We can't be the welfare system of the world. Stick around. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Are you caring for an older person or a loved one who needs assistance? Paragon Home Resources can help you maintain their independent living for as long as possible anywhere in the United States. We offer property management services to deal with all facets of maintaining the current home. We can also assist with obtaining a reverse mortgage to free up home equity to pay for home care and other needs. And should your loved one require assisted living or a move in with a family member, we can handle the details of selling the home for the best possible price. Paragon Home Resources can assist with helping you sort belongings to determine which will be kept and those that require an estate sale or donation to charity. Your Paragon Home Resources coordinator will be accessible through a convenient toll-free number. As part of our service, you'll get a needs assessment to determine the services that are necessary. Caring for a loved one doesn't have to be stressful. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at paragonhomeresources.com.
Harnessing the entrepreneurial spirit of America. This is CEO Business Mind with Joe Morabito.
And this is Joe Morabito with CEO Business Mind. And I want to talk about President Trump for a few minutes. You know, I don't know about you, but if you've seen any of his recent rallies that he has, I got to tell you, I'm just amazed that for a guy Trump's age, he has the stamina that he has. He can do 90 minutes of a high-energy speech, it seems, without even breaking a sweat. Now, I know I've done a lot of public speaking. I mean, this radio show is an hour. I know what it is to do, you know, public speaking, to be in front of a lot of people. I've done it in English. I've done it in Spanish over the years. Years ago, when I used to teach school, sometimes I did presentations in Spanish. And I know how much energy it takes. And I'm just amazed at this guy's ability, whether you like him or not. I mean, his ability compared to our current president, who has to have a nap every day and has to go to Delaware to relax on the weekends because he's wiped out from the few meetings that he has, you know, during the week. But Trump's stamina is unbelievable. And of course, the other side, they're scared to death of Trump. They fear him. They know that if he wants the Republican nomination in 2024, he will have it. They're scared to death of him. They're trying to destroy him, and that would include, you know, the Democrats, the rhinos, the deep state, fake news, the Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, the deep state. They're absolutely trying to destroy Trump. They're scared to death of him because they know that if he runs for election, or will, in this case, re-election, he will beat whoever the Democrats put up. I don't think Biden's going to be the candidate in 24. I'm not so sure Kamala Harris is going to be the candidate in 24. They don't have a bench. I don't know who the candidate's going to be in 24. But I know that Trump is going to be a formidable candidate. And if his health is okay, I have every reason to believe that Trump will run for re-election. He might pick DeSantis from Florida as his vice president. I mean, there's several. Mike Pompeo would be a terrific vice president. Won't be Pence, I can tell you that. But I listen to Trump. First of all, he's really funny. But I listen to Trump, and he's right about everything. He is right about everything. We have to secure our border. We have to have a strong military. We have to be America first. We have to deal with China. We have to deal with Russia. We shouldn't do the deal with Iran. You know, they're doing this nuclear deal with Iran. It's crazy. They're going to give Iran billions of dollars. And what does Iran do with those billions of dollars? They support terrorism around the world. Are we nuts? Are we completely nuts? And so Trump is your down-home, common-sense kind of guy. And so you listen to him. We need energy independence. It's crazy that we're not using our own oil and natural gas when Biden is trying to get the dictator in Venezuela, the dictator in Iran, to pump more oil. Now, is that nuts? When we have more oil than we could possibly use that we're sitting on, and yet Biden doesn't want us to be energy independent? This is crazy. And so I listen to President Trump, and I listen to what his message is. And you know what? He is a character. There is no doubt that President Trump is a character and that he's narcissistic. There's no doubt he's a character. But his policies were right. What he did in the Middle East to make peace between Israel and many of the Arab countries was remarkable. Never happened under any other Democrat or Republican president. He got us energy independent. When Trump left office, gas was averaging about $1.87 a gallon. Today, it's over $4. In California, it's like $6.49 a gallon, and even higher in some locations. And so Biden, whether you like him, I guess he's a likable guy. He has made a mess of everything he's touched. He's reversed the Trump policies because, you know, he's so left-wing and beholden to AOC's squad and all of that, the socialist in his party. And he's making a mess of the country. And so Trump goes out and he does these rallies. I think he's got another one coming up this weekend. He gets 20, 30,000 people showing up no matter what the weather is. It could be freezing cold, and they show up. If Joe Biden can get 10 people at a rally, I'd be surprised. In any case, Trump's got this energy level, and it scares the heck out of the left in our country, the socialists, the fascists, the fake news, the deep state. They're scared to death of Donald Trump. They're scared to death because they know that he owns the Republican Party. You know, you can't run as a Republican, frankly, without Trump's endorsement. If you try to, you're going to lose. So it's going to be interesting to see, because Trump is attempting in primaries to get rid of rhinos, and he has endorsed candidates in Georgia. He just endorsed Sarah Palin in Alaska, and certainly members of Congress he's endorsing. There's going to be a red wave in 2022. The Republicans will take over the House probably by 60 seats. I suspect they're going to take over the Senate by 3 or 4 seats, the way things are looking. There are several senators, Democrat senators, that are vulnerable. And the bottom line is, if gasoline is still at $5 a gallon on Election Day, the Democrats are going down. They're going down because people have had it. It's man-made. We should be energy independent. There's no reason why we should see gasoline. And it has nothing to do with what's going on in Ukraine, because the price of gas was going through the roof before the war in Ukraine started, because Biden is, you know, at war with carbon energy. He vetoed the Keystone Pipeline by executive order. He stopped various drilling around the country on federal land. They won't build pipelines. They won't build additional liquefied natural gas plants. They've really slowed those down, which we need desperately so that we can send liquefied natural gas to Europe. You know, the problem is, you know, carbon energy doesn't just happen with the flick of the wrist. You know, when you slow it down or you stop it, it takes a year or two to bring it back up. And so Biden's disastrous year destroying American energy has now weakened our country and is as much the cause of the mess in Ukraine as any other cause that we see there. So I listen to Trump. And again, whether you like him or not, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he wants to do. Listen to what he did while he was president. Yes, he's a character. But how many presidents could have dealt with all of the attacks that were fake, by the way, the Russia hoax, three impeachments, now the January 6th riot, which is just another impeachment trial, for God's sakes. And so somehow Trump withstood all of that. It was all lies. You know, it was Clinton stuff. Clinton was the crook in all of this. Did you hear? Clinton just got fined $100,000 for something she did in her campaign, you know, because she was a crook. I mean, she is a crook. So, you know, you listen to this stuff, you listen to Trump, and if nothing else, I mean, his speeches are incredibly humorous, but I mean, he can easily attract 20 or 30,000 people at a rally. There's not one Democrat, not even Obama, that can attract 20 or 30,000 people to a rally. It just can't happen. And as a result, the deep state is terrified. We're out of time, folks, but I'll be back next week for more CEO Business Mind.
Are you planning to move? Paragon Home Resources can help you sell or buy a home anywhere in the United States. We provide a home resources coordinator to manage all aspects of your move. We recommend qualified real estate agents and other services to prepare your home for sale. Best of all, if you sell or buy a home with our assistance, you could be eligible to receive a tax-free real estate commission cash reward. We can also help you obtain a mortgage at competitive interest rates. Our lenders offer fixed and adjustable rates, conforming and non-conforming loans, plus FHA and VA financing. We can also assist first-time buyers with as little as 5% down. And when it comes time to move, we can refer you to qualified movers or other companies to assist with self-moves. Paragon Home Resources helps make moving as easy as possible. Call Paragon Home Resources to learn more. 1-800-959-7270 or visit us at ParagonHomeResources.com.